Welcome once again to Everyday English. Today we're going to give you a short test on the work we've done this week. Would you please get pencils and pieces of paper? Then we'll start. Question 1.
Listen to each of the following sentences and see whether it is acceptable or not. A. Everyone have a different answer to the problem. B. Each one writes in his own car. C. Each one writes in his or her own car. D. Each one writes in their own car. Listen to each of the following sentences and say whether it is acceptable or not. A. Everyone have a different answer to the problem. B. Each one writes in his own car. C. Each one writes in his or her own car. And D. Each one writes in their own car.
Question 2.
What do the following sentences imply? A. I'd like to see you presently. B. He is presently at Kufudia. C. Presently, he collected the boxes and brought them upstairs. The questions again. What do the following sentences imply? A. I'd like to see you presently. B. He is presently at Kufudia. And C. Presently, he collected the boxes and brought them upstairs.
Question 3.
Listen to this question and the response that follows it. Didn't Jane go to the library?
Yes.
Does Kofi's reply imply that Jane went to the library or that she didn't? The question again. Listen to this question and the response that follows it. Didn't Jane go to the library?
Yes.
Does Kofi's reply imply that Jane went to the library or that she didn't?
Question 4.
Listen to the following comments. Each of them is followed by the answer yes or no. Say in each case whether the speaker gives the appropriate response. A. Your father wasn't here, was he?
Yes, he wasn't.
B. He did not buy one.
Yes, he didn't.
C. Did you see him?
No, I didn't.
Listen to the question again. Listen to the following comments. Each of them is followed by the answer yes or no. Say in each case whether the speaker gives the appropriate response. A. Your father wasn't here, was he?
Yes, he wasn't.
B. He did not buy one.
Yes, he didn't.
C. Did you see him?
No, I didn't.
Question 5.
Listen to the statement. He was not here.
Yes.
Does the response imply A. He was here or B. He was not here? The question again. Listen to the statement. He was not here.
Yes.
And now the answers. Question 1.
Listen to each of the following sentences and say whether it is correct or not. A. Each one have a different answer to the problem.
Incorrect. The correct form is, each one has a different answer to the problem.
B. Each one rides in his own car.
Correct.
C. Each one rides in his or her own car.
Correct.
D. Each one rides in their own car.
Correct.
Question 2.
What do the following sentences imply? I'd like to see you presently.
The sentence implies, I'd like to see you soon, in educated British English. In American English, however, it means, I'd like to see you now.
B. He is presently at Cofordia.
The sentence can only imply, he is at present at Cofordia.
C. Presently, he collected the boxes and brought them upstairs.
The sentence implies, after a short time, he collected the boxes and brought them upstairs.
Question 3.
Listen to this question and the response that follows it. Didn't Jane go to the library?
Yes.
Does the sentence imply Jane went to the library or she didn't?
The sentence implies Jane went to the library.
Question 4.
Listen to the following comments. Each one is followed by the answer yes or no. Say in each case whether the speaker gives the appropriate answer. A. Your father wasn't here, was he?
Yes, he wasn't.
Incorrect answer. The correct response should be either yes, he was, or no, he wasn't.
B. Did you see him?
No, I didn't.
Correct response. No is appropriately followed by a negative sentence. And now question 5.
Listen to the statement. He was not here.
Yes.
Does the response imply A. He was here, or B. He was not here?
The response implies that he was here.
Thank you both. I hope our listeners did not find this quiz too difficult. Now, listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good weekend. Till next week, it's goodbye from us.